You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We get a people. What they want.
Jalen, who is joining us in just minutes on this program?
We have somebody that not only has better hair than I do, but can run faster, hit harder, play safety, play linebacker, play special teams. Shaquem Griffin is joining Jalen and Jacoby.
That happens in just minutes, but it seems like every single day this summer we open the show with news about Kevin Durant. The latest is that, he wasn't playing for the Nets unless they fired the head coach and the general manager. And then yesterday the Nets released a statement from that exact general manager saying that they're going to work together and try to bring a lasting franchise and a championship to Brooklyn. Jalen Anthony Rose, how do you feel about this latest development and what happens with the Nets from here?
Most programs, they do topics. We pop the trunk. And each person that we've had on this show, off the top of my mind, Kenny Anderson, Mark Jackson, Jerry Stackhouse.
Grant Hill.
When we ask each of them what the Nets should do with Kevin Durant, what did
they
say?
Same answer. Same answer every time. Same answer every time. Keep Kevin Durant.
You don't trade Kevin Durant, one of the top two or three players on anybody's list in the league, a legitimate superstar at the height of his powers, after he just watched the Golden State Warriors, the team he left, win the championship without him. He's going to be as motivated as any player in the NBA, because here's some more facts for you. Since LeBron James left the East, and it kind of reminds me of when MJ retired, Jacoby, it became a revolving door for teams to make the finals. You remember the early 2000s, there was the Pacers, we made it, Philly, the Nets, the Pistons, and then the Pistons started to get a stranglehold on the East before LeBron and the Celtics and Dwayne Wade won a championship with Miami. It's the same thing now when a great player like LeBron leaves the East. Toronto wins the championship. Miami wins the conference. Milwaukee wins the championship. Boston wins the conference. And now when you look at the superstars in the league, because I only feel like it's about 8 or 9, two superstars, Joel Embiid and Kevin Durant, haven't done it yet. They're on the clock. And if you're the Nets and you have him for 4 more years, you want to try to make this happen.
Well, Jalen, there's the Nets side of this, but there's also the Celtics side of this. You have been very vocal on any platform you could possibly get on and said, don't trade Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum. And they made it to the finals last year. However, Jaylen Brown seems to be in trade rumors every season after every season. And here is what Brad Stevens of the Celtics had to say about it. And he said the following, I quote, "We're excited to move forward with our team. That's really been our focus for a while. You say it's been busy and there's been a lot of talk, but it hasn't been from me. I think one of the things you have to be able to do is ignore the noise and know what's important. Also be able to reach out and have candid and transparent communications with the people involved." Jalen, simple question. How does your namesake, that man, Jaylen Brown, feel right now after years and years of being in trade rumors?
Well, he knows he's ascending as a basketball player. And he's one of those people, and I tell you this all of the time, Jacoby, off wax. I look for the quality of a human being and then their talent become a residual effect for me. And just like I told you when C.J. McCollum got drafted, me and you said the same thing about Jaylen Brown. I'm like, basketball is just lucky to have him.
Yep.
He will be successful at whatever he's trying to do in life. So now that it's basketball, I've seen him dedicate himself, improve his handle, improve his three-point shot, improve his playmaking off the dribble, to the point where he was the best Boston Celtics and best Boston Celtic performer in this year's NBA final.
Yep.
Always been a terrific defender. Always been a guy that you can rely on to be a leader. And so when you have those qualities, Jacoby, other teams want you when you're his age. Well, that's what happens.
There's this aspect too is, yes, he is in trade rumors, but he's in trade rumors for Anthony Davis,
correct,
Kawhi Leonard,
correct,
and Kevin Durant.
Yes.
So when they're talking about trading you for Kevin Durant, there's a part of you that doesn't feel good because you don't want to be in trade rumors, but there's also a part of you that's like, they're going to trade me for Kevin Durant.
Thank you. And that's why on Jalen and Jacoby, we retired words. And one of the words we retired was shipped because of the connotation that is an inference directly or indirectly to slavery. But also, a lot of times people talk about being traded, Jacoby, like it's the worst thing for a player, when a lot of times it's the best thing that happens for a player. And it's something that the player probably wants. And newsflash, when you get traded, you still make the same money. You still make the same money.
We have an expert on being traded. We have an analyst on this program that's been traded maybe more than anyone else in the history of the NBA. So if you need what it feels like to be traded analysis, come
correct
to Jalen and Jacoby, because we have the traded specialist here on the program. So you mentioned this earlier, and I'm glad you did, just the Eastern Conference now. Because when you look at the odds, and we use Caesars here at ESPN, when you look at the odds, it always looked like No one knew what to do with the Nets. But now the Nets have gone from plus 750 during the height of the Kevin Durant wants out era to plus 320. Do you still consider the Celtics and the Bucks as better favorites to win the East than the Nets?
I'm putting the Nets and the Sixers on the clock. So right now, that's who I anticipate to be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh.
Because I feel like Kevin Durant and Joel Embiid do have S's on their chest for superstar. But the one thing about being that level of player, we should win. Why, Jacoby? Why should we win?
Because of you. Because we got you.
Because we got you. And Joel Embiid has some injuries in the playoffs last year. Philadelphia continues to add to their roster. James Harden is going to be as motivated as he can be to get a new deal. And we just talked about the Nets scenario, and they still have Kyrie, and we know that they have some depth on their roster. They did some great offseason additions. To me, those teams should have a level of hunger that the other teams just don't have because they haven't done it. And if both of those teams ain't in the conference finals, it's a true disappointment. Because when you have a Joel Embiid who was second in the MVP, and when you have a Kevin Durant who's top two or three on anybody's list, and you can't win your conference, that's a disappointment.
Jalen, you know that you and I like to champagne and campaign. And
love
I
it.
Always say people don't celebrate
love
enough.
Love it.
Well, guess what? Boban and Nikola Jokic, they were celebrating. Look at them in Serbia getting it in. Mr. Rose, what do you think about the tallest man in the NBA and the stretch mark five getting it in Serbia?
I think I need to do a better job along with you getting out my passport and getting some more tattoos on it and get to Serbia.
Let's go to Serbia.
You know what I mean? And I want to talk to my brother Boban.
You see how many buttons he got undone?
Yeah, he need one or two more buttons undone.
Yeah, more buttons. More buttons, Boban. Look at the flag. And then the Joker got the whole flag. It looked like he took that off of like a school. Like, I don't even know what the flag is doing in the club in the first place.
And you know the beautiful thing about this also, Jacoby?
Everything is beautiful about this, Jalen. Everything.
Is watching our guy, the Joker, who we adopted so very early. Jesus, get. We just had an affinity years ago for the Joker. To see him as a back-to-back MVP.
I love
living it. Living his best life. It's a beautiful thing.
It's so beautiful. And so it also beautiful. Looks like everyone's dancing to a different song, which I like too.
You
know?
You said it, not me.
And let's not forget the shirtless campfire dance,
party,
too.
It's from a party.
Oh, yes.
Hey,
oh, yes. Yes.
It's a party.
Get it. If you're not dancing around a fire, then you are not enjoying your summer. Big shout to Nikola Jokic, former NBA MVP.
And you know how it is when you get in shape, you keep
boy.
Your shirt off.
Who's that, Jalen Rose?
The greatest coach in the history of the NFL, Dan Campbell, chronicles the Lions and more next as Shaquem Griffin joins the show. It's Jalen and Jacoby.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you live from the Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, we're joined right now by Shaquem Griffin.
Oh,
you have a major announcement about your football career. What is that that you want to share with our people?
Okay, for the next phase of my life, I'm starting to work on plan A, and that's me retiring from football and be able to start helping others and, you know, being that motivation that, you know, everybody see me as and being able to contribute to, you know, helping people have a better mindset about things they want to accomplish, dreams, goals, aspirations, and being able to stay determined to go forward.
I admire you, my brother, on and off the field. Thank you very much for joining the show. And as somebody that played in the league, I know that's really tough for you to announce that the game that you've dedicated your time, your energy, your love, your passion, your body to, and your twin brother plays in the league also, for you to come on our show and say that you're going to walk away from football. What got you to this point where you decided that this is the time that you want to walk away from the game and dedicate other things to your life?
I feel like the time for me was just being able to take that role that I was going to be in. And I feel like, for instances, for me and my brother being able to share the football field with each other, not only just the NFL, but college, high school, little league, you know, when you're doing certain things that you love, it brings certain, you know, attributes to it. And I feel like being able to play with my brother was another attribute. And I feel like us separating and going different ways and different paths, you know, it took a piece of football that, you know, you love so much. And I feel like for me is, you know, I was always a person who was always, I was going to be determined to go get it no matter what you told me to. And I feel like, you know, within sports or life period, it's a brotherhood, it's a family. And a lot of us are taught certain ways to, you know, we got to be, you know, nitty gritty. We got to be hard. We got to be tough. We got to have this mental mindset that we're machines. And I feel like, you know, I feel like for me is being able to, you know, share light on that and say that it's okay not to be okay. And we got to support each other. And, you know, it's a mental game. And, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's so physical and stuff like that. But I feel like it's, you know, 80% mental. You know, a lot of stuff that a lot of us go through that we tend to ignore or forget a lot of stuff that, you know, we learned a long time ago and apply to our today life. And I feel like being in the league and especially being in Seattle with my brother, I was able to learn a lot of stuff from not only my brother, but Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright, you know, Russ, about, you know, it's more than just the game of football. You know, from a mental aspect, you got to be there for each other and be able to support those who in need. And for me to take that next step, you know, I want to be able to motivate guys. I want to be able to push them and, you know, be there mentally for them because, you know, we need that.
One thing that's so unique about the life of a professional athlete is most people retire around 65 or 70 years old. But when you're a professional athlete, you end up retiring in your 30s, but you have this whole second phase of your life. So what do you plan to do with this whole sort of second act, second chapter of your life?
I mean, my second chapter is to inspire. I mean, it's something that I always wanted to do when I was a kid. You know, it was always plan A to motivate, to help, to, you know, serve people. You know, I always feel like I was a server. In a sense that they'll be able to, you know, somebody not in the best position mentally or whatever it is, how can we help? How can we better them? How can we get them to the next stage, the next phase in their life? And I feel like for me, that's the next step, is be able to inspire more, be able to motivate. You know, I know the Lord didn't put me here for no reason. And it's for me to be able to take the next step and say, oh, this is what I want to do. It's something that I always wanted to be at. And now that it's actually falling into place, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet, but it's a peace of mind that I'm able to gain because I know that I'm doing something that I love.
Well, a beast at safety, a beast at linebacker, whether they put you on special teams, whatever, you was always flying around. So I have to ask you, because you mentioned Russ, and it seems like I'm one of the lone national media people that still talk about him as an elite quarterback. It seems like he gets shade or disrespected. And now it seems like he still has to go to the Broncos to prove himself. What do you think about Russ leaving Seattle and the team allowing him to leave? And what do you anticipate he's going to do in Denver?
I mean, I anticipate him doing the things that he do. You know, Russ is going to do Russ. And I feel like a lot of things that people don't see is behind the scenes. You know, the discipline, the extraness that you do to take the initiative to make sure that you work in your craft. And I feel like he's a craftsman. You know, he's always working his craft. He's always being attention to detail and always disciplined to what he do. You know, sticking to your routine and always doing the same thing and being able to be disciplined to that. I mean, that's a skill and a gift itself. And I feel like, you know, Russ wants so much more for himself, and he don't think that it's it. And he shouldn't feel that way. So for him going to the next phase, you know, a lot of people think, oh, it's expectations, he got to do this. But he's only going to do what Russ does. You know, nothing's going to change. His progressions that he's taking, I've seen a practice a couple of times. His progression doesn't change. The colors might change, but his progression is always going to be Russ. So Russ going to do a lot of Russ around the field.
Mm-hmm. Shaquem, thank you so much. We're so happy for you here, Jalen and Jacoby. You're always welcome to come back and top it up about
hopefully
anything.
Hopefully, have you back on the show
football.
Soon, my brother.
Of best course, of man. Luck it's to you. Many blessings. Thank you for having me.
Yes, appreciate you. We'll
love,
be back with
love,
more.
And love. And you got watching. Great hair. Your hair is
Jalen
great.
Jacoby, great hair.
Appreciate you guys for having me again. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Tonight, win or go home, game 3 between the Sun and the Wings. You don't want to miss that. It is at 9 p.m. on ESPN. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, every single day that we have this platform on ESPN, what do we recognize on our program?
The fact that Brittany Griner has been wrongfully detained in Russia for now 188 grueling days. So we here at Jalen and Jacoby just wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jalen, when I'm not doing this show, I'm watching Dan Campbell on Hard Knocks. I just watch it over and over and over again.
Hard Knock
and
life.
The latest episode featured another great Dan Campbell moment. Let's check it out.
We had complete control of this game. We'd hit these shots. We're moving the ball. Man, here we go offense. All we got to do is get the next first down. Oh, God, we bobble it. They fall on it. Defense takes the field. We got an opportunity for a pick. We drop. All right, and this is not pointing fingers at my. The point is, that's the last little bit we got to get over. We're going places, man. There's no doubt about it, man. We're going. You can already see it. I got a clear vision for where this team's going. But I know this: if we really want to go where we want to go, we got to get all the rest of this out of our stuff, man. All this dirt, everything that's in that this last bit of losing's got to get out of here. It crushes us. That cost you a game, cost you a season, cost you the playoffs, cost you a championship game, cost you a Super Bowl.
Jalen, did I hear Dan Campbell say the two words Super Bowl to the Detroit Lions?
Shout out to my guy, Deuce Staley, who I saw pictured in there. He's going to be a great coach on our staff. Aaron Glenn. As you guys know, in the national media, I'm the only guy that represents my Detroit Detroit Lions every single day. And you saw the coach of the year right there. I'm foaming at the mouth talking about my squad. Look, I'm foaming.
They beat the Colts, Jalen. They beat the Colts. Last time the Lions took the field, they went home with a win.
So here's the thing, in all honesty, though. I think we have more speed, and that's going to help Jared Montana on offense. He didn't have consistent weapons to throw to last year, other than Hockenson, who's a terrific tight end. People are going to recognize him along with the top tight ends as a casual fan this year. But also bringing in Hutchinson, somebody that's going to get us double-digit sacks and get the other team's quarterback on the ground who can also play the run. It's going to be a game changer in Detroit. I don't know what Vegas says our over-under win total is, but, like, watch out Aaron Rodgers. Justin Fields. Watch out Kirk Cousins. Why can't we win the division this year?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? That need to be the topic more. Everybody talking about who going to win the NFC East. Everybody should be talking about why the Lions should win this division, led by Dan Campbell.
We went through the Lions schedule game by game, and Jalen Rose has them winning 13 of 17 games, and they lost. He had them losing the last game because they were so ahead in the division that they were going to sit their starters in week 18.
Exactly.
Jalen, last night, me and my wife went to Brooklyn to go see the Sky versus the Liberty win or go home game, and it was Candace Parker, the legend, and the Chicago Sky that walked away with the W. Ooh. My wife is doing a documentary on Candace. It was a great event, and I just want to celebrate not just Candace, but also Sabrina Ionescu and a great season she had with the Liberty.
And here's what I want to acknowledge about Candace. The ability as a future Hall of Famer to not only lead, but reinvent herself. Because I didn't appreciate what happened at the end of her Sparks career. But for her to now return home, and she always was a bucket and getting boards, but also showing that she could drop dimes as well.
Yep.
Ooh, it's a beautiful thing to see. Let's see if Chicago can win back-to-back.
When you see the game, when you go to the game, you see things that you don't normally see in the broadcast. And what you mentioned about Candace reinventing herself and evolving is she is basically a player coach. Like, she's always coaching up her teammates. She's always running the huddle, whether she's in the game or not. Like, she uses that veteran status and her mind for the game to help propel them to wins, even when it's not necessarily her getting 20 points or 30 points or whatever. What do we got? Ginger in the water today, Jay?
I'm trying to live till I'm 100, fam. Lemon, lime, cucumber, ginger. You know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself, everybody. Take care of yourself, everybody.
Why does it look like there's potatoes in your water?
Because I'm trying to come on the show and be able to take off my shirt soon. You know what I'm saying?
We don't want
to
see that. We do not want to see that. We don't want to see that at all. I want to give a big shout to you. Big shout to everyone who participated in the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing we had on Monday. We will be back tomorrow and every single day, ESPN2 at 4 p.m. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. We are not done.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. They're chasing us out of the studio. We only have a few minutes to do podcast exclusive today, Mr. Rose. But I do want to tell you about something. Liberty game last night. Tough one for the Liberty. Tough one for the Jacoby family, because I was rooting for Sabrina and the Liberty, and Joey's rooting for Candace, and it got tense at certain points. It got to the point where she was like, this is bad for my business if Candace loses. You're rooting against my business. That's what she said.
You was hating.
She don't listen to the show
and realize from college to the league, you put the world on notice that Sabrina was not only your favorite player, but you were going to get on the train, you were going to get in an Uber, you were going to get in a taxi, you were going to walk if you had to go watch her play. And that's what you've been doing.
I had to see it. I had to see the winner go home game. And I'm sure Sabrina today has some regrets, and everybody in the Liberty does, but this guy played really well. And big shout to Candace Parker for getting all that done. Now, Mr. Rose, a couple things I want to discuss with you. Number one, Jakeem Griffin. Big shout to him for coming on the show.
No doubt.
What did you want to celebrate about him?
So, I want to celebrate Jakeem Griffin's perseverance, because when you're an athlete, there are certain challenges in order to achieve your goals on every level that we all need to overcome. And for him to overcome the fact that he doesn't have two normal arms, so to speak, and play defense. Just think about this for a second. Do you know how hard you have to hit human beings to get them on the ground, in theory, when you're basically operating with one arm in a lot of ways? Do you know how good you have to be? Dog, he made the NFL, dog. He had the NFL. He got drafted. He was a monster in high school. He played safety. He played linebacker. He played special teams. His brother, his twin brother, currently plays for Seattle. And for him to come on the show, I'm sorry, his brother currently plays for Jacksonville. I think I said that on the show too. It's remarkable, like the discipline, the maturity that he has to have that's superior to everybody else who has all of their limbs functioning normally. And wow. I admire him. I always have. He has great hair, by the way. I want to ignore that. But for him to come on our show and not only acknowledge that he's retiring from football, but acknowledging that he's doing it to inspire others, that is remarkable. That is truly remarkable. And I'm wishing him the best, and I'm definitely hoping to have him back on the show as many times as we can get him on.
Big shout to Jakeem Griffin. Big shout to you, Jalen Anthony Rose. Had a great time at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. Shout out to everybody that came through. If anybody wants to help, then go to jrladetroit.com. We will be back tomorrow with another dope pod to step to. Why is that? Jalen Anthony Rose.
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.